It helps us feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, and improve physical and mental health. Good morning, friends. Welcome to your Monday Motivational Minute. I'm Lucy Saltmarsh. This is episode 111, and today we're going to be talking about how gratitude rewires the brain. If you like this episode, be sure to share and subscribe. Gratitude has become a trendy word, but really just means a state of observational thankfulness. It's a momentary pause to say thank you and acknowledge the good that exists. Our brains are hardwired to protect us by focusing on threats. Gratitude has been shown to help strengthen the connections in the areas of our brain associated with positive emotions by strengthening our positive recall. This simply is another way of saying that the more we bring attention to and focus on the good around us, the more our brain seeks for patterns associated with things that are good, while simultaneously weakening our hyperfixation on the obstacles and barriers we face. A gratitude practice also helps us feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, and improve physical and mental health. It helps us better deal with adversity and build stronger relationships and the ability to zoom out and see how much of life is about relying on and lending support to those around us. Gratitude doesn't eliminate negative emotions, and we wouldn't want it to, as negative emotions can provide the contrast by which we can experience positive ones. But living with the state of gratitude does right-size and help us view negative experiences with an appreciation for the lessons the tough times taught us. So my challenge to you this week is to take a minute to try these three ways to train your brain to seek more gratitude each day. 1. Take time to notice what's around you. 2. Practice thankfulness over the little things. 3. Share your gratitudes with your loved ones. Have a great week, and we'll do it again next Monday. If you like this episode, it'd mean the world to me if you share it with a friend, family member, or colleague.